First, some background information on the flats. The Bonneville Salt Flats, an area along the Nevada-Utah border, about 100 miles west of Salt Lake City, is one of the largest flat, deserted, empty, barren, strangely beautiful places on Earth. The area is so wide open that it's one place where viewers can see that the Earth curves. The 30,000 acres of salt stretch for miles of snowy white brilliance. The salt is so hard that it's almost impossible to drive a stake into it. During most of the year, it's completely dry, yet one small rainstorm can turn it into a shallow lake that remains for days, because the water cannot be absorbed quickly into the solid salt. In the summer, distant mountains seem to float on thin heat mist. Nothing lives on it, there are no insects, no plants. Not even the hardiest insects or desert thorn can find a living there. During the latest ice age, a freshwater lake, now referred to as Lake Bonneville, once covered western Utah. Ice melt fed the lake, which then drained into the Snake River. As the earth warmed and the ice disappeared, the lake dropped below its outlet. The highly concentrated minerals created the Great Salt Lake, one of the saltiest bodies of water in the world, and a large flat salt bed further west. The large salt bed is now known as the Bonneville Salt Flats. Despite the emptiness of the place, miners and racers found a use for the salt flats. The miners came first. Shortly after a railroad completed a track across the vast plain, enterprisers wondered what they could do with all that salt. Straight mining of salt wasn't profitable, but enterprising men discovered that a certain chemical element could be used to make potash, an essential fertilizer for growing plants. The need was especially great during World War I, when the world lost the use of the German markets, then the largest suppliers of potash. But even after the war ended, companies continued and still do find a market for the specialized salt. In fact, they have expanded the market by also harvesting another kind of chemical element, which is used on roads to control ice in the winter and dust in the summer.